Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Richard Rothstein with Rothstein Consulting again in the next chapter of our series about what managing partners and heads of firms are doing for recruiting these days and have been doing this year. I have with me Manny Cosme, who is the president of CFO Services Group, and we're going to chat a little bit about what he's been doing this year. I think it's pretty interesting. Manny, you want to tell us a little bit about CFO Services Group?
Yeah, so we are a management accounting firm. So that means that we focus on both bookkeeping and then financial strategy for small businesses and nonprofits. So that's our bread and butter. We really stick to the management side, which is kind of being the in-house accountants, if you will, for small businesses and nonprofits.
That's great. And so how are you handling recruiting accountants and other professionals to come aboard before COVID?
So actually, our processes haven't changed really at all. One of the unique things about us is that we have been actually 100% remote for the past few years. A few years ago, as my firm started to grow, I made the decision to pull us out of a physical office space and into a virtual office space. And so that worked well for us come COVID, because nothing changed. We kind of just continued business as usual. And so I've always recruited people remotely. So that recruiting process never changed. So did you want me to go into kind of like what we do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, it really starts with, obviously, putting a really nice posting up on a site. So we've used ZipRecruiter and we've used Indeed in the past. And so sometimes we'll kind of pick one or the other depending on the position we're trying to hire. But we'll put the posting up. We have a whole 12-step process that we go through to hire someone. And that's how we do it. In terms of getting the word out there, I mean, obviously it's on our website, which is really great. So for SEO purposes, if someone's looking for, an accounting job, hopefully our website will hit. We run Google Ads as well. Mm. So, and sometimes when we're recruiting, depending on the position, we may run a special ad just specifically for that. So hopefully if Indeed or ZipRecruiter is doing their job, that's great. But if not, we have a little bit going on our side as well with the Google Ad. And of course, social media is the big one there. So that's where we're also constantly hitting it out there in social media. So my in-house marketing team obviously runs our social media. So we're posting that message consistently. Facebook now has a hiring thing. So we post it on there as well. LinkedIn also has a hiring thing. So we'll put it on there. And then of course, I will, on my personal page, then reshare those posts. And I'll say that's where we end up getting a lot of people from. It's just sort of like, my own personal network. I'll put it out there. And then, someone will be, I know someone. Oh, let me tell someone about this job and whatnot. So we end up getting a lot there. And we also encourage our team to put it out there in their networks as well. So I would say we end up getting a lot of sort of people who know people end up applying. And that's exactly what you probably want when you're hiring, a position, is you want someone to kind of know someone. It's always really helpful to do that. So that's how we kind of, we just kind of all come together as a team and let's just get the message out there as much as possible.
That's great. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, one of the questions I've been asking people is about what their remote work policy was. So I think you kind of answered that. If you were virtual a couple of years ago, is all remote,
Yeah. Yeah, we've been remote for a few years now. So, and I definitely will not look back. I personally have an office because I don't like working from home, and my whole team actually does have access to, so I have an office in Regis, and so we actually have a team membership to Regis. So if any of my staff members want to, pop into a Regis and do work or whatever, they're welcome to, but, otherwise they can work from home and wherever they're at. And it works really well for us.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So that being said, since everybody's remote all the time, Do you still have kind of a geographical limitation on where you hire from?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do. So right now I'm in Washington, D.C., right downtown, actually, on Pennsylvania Avenue. So my entire team is in the DMV area. And the reason why I made that decision was, I think there's a little bit more of a familiarity with what's going on in the region. I think for what we do, because we serve as the in-house accounting department for small business nonprofits and helping them with strategy and whatnot. So it's helpful to kind of have that local tie to kind of really truly understand maybe what's going on with your client and whatnot. Also, because we are remote, one thing that I like to do is make sure that, the team is really tight together. So even the team themselves kind of having the familiarity of, you know, oh, it's raining today. Oh, it's snowing today. We can kind of chat about that and right, kind of have fun with that. Or look what's going on in our city today. Uh-huh. So that kind of brings some familiarity. And then once a quarter, we all do get together in person to do something fun, right? And that's a really great way to build a team, especially when you're remote. Super important to be able to do. So obviously, if everyone's really far away, you know, that's a lot harder to do. Now, of course, we haven't really done that for about a year now, which is really sad. We were all looking forward to our holiday, you know, thing. But, you know, in the last few quarters, you know, so we're all looking forward to getting back to doing that. But that's also really important when you run a remote team to be able to do that. So, yes, we are all local here. Some of our clients, most of our clients are, of course, local. However, we do have some clients across the country and even in other countries, interestingly. So, you know, that's not so much, but it's nice to kind of have everyone in the area.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah. So you mentioned a couple other things there that you did. That you deal with ZipRecruiter, Indeed, depending on the position. Mm-hmm. And then you also do some Google Ads yourself. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
If it's a super competitive position, like if we're hiring like a controller type a person, that would probably be a little bit more competitive. So I tend to like sort of ZipRecruiter's, whatever their methodology is to get the word out there. I don't know what their proprietary method is, but it seems to work better. They also have a lot more like filtering capabilities and whatnot. So even if we're hiring like a bookkeeper kind of entry level type person, we can get flooded with a lot of resumes. A lot of resumes. And so ZipRecruiter has really great filtering capabilities that can filter out a lot of the stuff that, you know, I mean, it's amazing what some people will apply for a job. And I'm like, did you actually read the job description? Like, you have no qualification for this job at all. So, you know, it'll weed a lot of that out, right? So ZipRecruiter is really great. It is, however, a little bit more pricey. So that's why I tend to use it for certain positions. For other positions that are maybe a little bit less challenging or ongoing positions, like we do have an ongoing position for some independent marketing reps. Obviously don't want to use ZipRecruiter for that because it's pretty pricey. So we'll use like Indeed for that because you can actually do free postings with Indeed. They do a pretty decent job of getting the word out there as well. But we don't have to pay that premium to hire something like that that's kind of ongoing. Or again, just less competitive positions. And that also really depends on the time of year as well. You know, there's a certain time of year where it's just easier to get accounting staff. Like I've found the summertime, you know, people just graduated. They're kind of starting, you know, looking for a job. It's actually a lot easier to hire at that time than versus like, you know, in October or something. So, yeah.
That's an interesting insight there that, you know, it sounds like if you're looking to hire, you may want to take a good look at your business and figure out, hey, especially in a seasonal business like accounting, you know, what kind of get out your crystal ball and figure out, well, what am I going to need next season and go ahead and hire for that, you know, in the summer
of the,
beforehand.
Yes, exactly. And never wait until you're at full capacity to hire. Always hire before you hit capacity. Like when you're about 80% capacity, that's probably the time to start the process because it could take a while.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So You know, it sounds like your firm has figured out some ways to do some really cool stuff. How do you feel like those things are things that make you competitive, or are there other things that you're doing to make you kind of competitive to attract the best talent?
I mean, I think so. And accounting is competitive. I mean, it's a competitive thing to recruit for. I mean, you know, and our employees are constantly being headhunted as well. So it's not only getting them in the door, but then retaining is very important. So, you know, because we're small, you know, we're a small firm, I think sometimes that puts us at an advantage. You know, obviously we're all very connected to each other. We really do a good job of just making sure that we feel like a really tight family. And I think a lot of people really appreciate that. You know, certainly, you know, when I went remote a few years ago, 3 years ago now, 4 years ago, I can't remember now, you know, that was unique. And really up until this year, I think that's also been a unique thing for us and something that I know people have been very, very interested in. So in fact, when we do put out, you know, a job posting, we get a ton of resumes and a lot of those people really say, well, the reason why I was interested in this is because you said work from home. Oh, so that's always been a really big attractor to us. So yeah. I would say that's kind of puts us at an advantage.
Yeah, especially the fact that's not going away with you either, right? There are a lot of firms.
Maybe. That, I don't know. Who knows?
Like a lot of firms that go, well, I don't know, you know, once this thing's over, we'll have everybody packed back into the office, you know, but I mean, it sounds like that's not really, you know, who you guys are. So
no, we definitely made that cultural shift years ago and it works really well for us and what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, so what do you expect kind of the general recruiting situation to look like a year from now?
I think it'll be kind of the same as, I mean, accounting is kind of one of those things, no matter what type of accounting you do, that's just consistent. And, you know, it's definitely not going to go away. If anything, I think more people are maybe sort of interested in what accountants do now with everything that happened with, you know, the pandemic and whatnot and the PPP and everything. I think a lot of businesses kind of, what I've noticed is they've slowly started to wake up to realizing that they need good financial records. And they're starting to look out and like, well, who can help me with this? And I think that in turn is kind of opening other people's eyes to, oh, maybe this is a potential career for myself, right? Especially those people that have been displaced now with certain industries closing or not, you know, you may look to, you know, maybe I can help another business financially, you know. In fact, I've gotten a lot of questions around, you know, am I going to help people kind of do bookkeeping and whatnot? So, you know, it's been sort of interesting that I think this has really, shaken everyone up and kind of really, I think it's going to revitalize the industry. That's what I think. So I think recruiting wise, I think we're going to have a good, you know, a group of people that we can start really picking from and grooming into growing firms and whatnot. Cool. That's what I think. Yeah.
That's pretty neat. And yeah. Any particular challenges you're still seeing that, you know, you're kind of working your way through, or, I mean, sounds like you're doing a lot of great stuff.
Yeah. I mean, retention's always been, you know, that's always the challenging thing, really. You know, once you recruit someone, you bring someone into the firm, you know, I would say retention is always a challenging thing. Now that, especially for a small business, can be hard because, you know, people are constantly being headhunted. And so a larger firm may have a larger budget and be able to kind of attract talent away. So that's always a bit of a challenge for us. Yes. I think we've been working through that pretty well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's definitely always something in the back of my mind, like how can we get better at just retaining talent and really just, you know, this fancy, shiny, you know, firm wants to steal someone away. How do we make sure that we keep them in the firm? So, yeah.
That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it's true. It is. But so, you know, don't forget me, the little guy.
Finally, what advice do you have for other firms that are looking to kind of grow through hiring, you know, in the current situation?
I would say, well, one, you know, be really clear about, and I guess this just goes for all, you know, all firms, not just accounting firms, but, you know, be clear about the positions you want, be really clear about kind of the hierarchy and sort of how people move through the system. That's something I learned, is that if I recruit someone in today, you know, do they have a clear path of growth, salary growth, position growth, you know, talent, you know, all that stuff. So be really clear about kind of like what each position is and what you need. Also, if you're an accounting firm, don't just hire accountants. You actually need other types of people in your firm as well, like marketing people and salespeople. And so, you know, like, in fact, the last hire that I made was not an accountant, it was a salesperson. So, you know, I have a team, an in-house sales and marketing team now, that, you know, I realized I had to hire if I'm going to grow as a firm. So, you know, I don't just hire accountants, I also hire other types of people as well. So
that's really neat advice. Just a quick follow-up on that, just so people know, like, how early are you talking hiring these other staff?
Oh, I mean, that's totally, I mean, depends on how quickly you want to grow, I guess. I mean, I've been in business a number of years, so it really wasn't until last year that I hired, I actually hired a salesperson. And then after a few months realized, no, you can do more than sales. So I ended up putting him in charge of sales and marketing, because I just realized he actually had a talent in both of those areas, which is rare, as you know. You know, sales and marketing are two very different things, but they work together. He actually had one of the talents that he could do both. So, and I'm really glad I did that, because he now can then manage our other, you know, consultants in that area to really help us grow. So, I mean, if I could go back in time, that probably would have, I probably should have hired him a long time ago, I would say. So I would, you know, it's hard when you're a small business because you have to fulfill the service, of course, but sure, you also have to grow. And so it's like, it becomes a chicken or an egg thing. If I could go back in time though, I probably would have hired someone in-house a long time ago, I would say. So,
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks, Manny, for kind of walking us through what you're doing these days and giving us a few pointers. It's been great talking to you. And, you know, so any final words there, anything you want to kind of, you know, promote what you're doing or anything to people out there?
No, we're doing a lot of PPP right now. That seems to be the name of the game. So depending on when you're watching this, if you have people that need help with PPP forgiveness and whatnot, send them our way.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Manny. Again, I'm Richard Rothstein with Rothstein Consulting, and thanks for tuning in again.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the CPA Trendlines podcast, a production of CPATrendlines.com, now available on iTunes. We hope you'll rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts to help other accountants find our show more easily. For more information, you can go to CPATrendlines.com.